and then what was brought to me today, but about how to make me believe. I think when I understand how to make me believe, always when I had a meeting, I never wanted to be a Christian. Everyone knows that when you tell my life story and how it was called, it was because my mother was so fortunate that the end. And I never wanted to be a Christian. To do everything, to play football, and work in the same school game, I don't know, band out there in the school, but somewhere. Now, I wonder how that works. I could not understand. I guess the reason I tried some figuring out, you know, and it would not be hours before I knew some demon stuff and was like, I think somewhat about it. I was too sincere about it. I thought, you know, second mind mentioned that said, be afraid for John Doe's baby. Forget about it. That's God's business to heal. But you just think too much sincerely of it, but then when you do, you're supposed to have a mental collapse. My nature is not, well, more like carrying on. But they told me I'd have to forget about the thing. I was too sincere. I don't think you can get too sincere about the other thing. That's John. So sincere you are, a better doctor than you. So they told me I might have a mental breakup. But I went along. And yet it made me know from the first time I was here. For a while, I would try to skip anything. I took the divine healing probably before I was gone. And I've seen him at 71 years old. And yet with no use to me. In the first. Now, I looked at that and I heard him say his whole meaning for a year. Night after night. Night. It took a very long. Well, I did not understand how that was. I knew that I had received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And Brother Boswell said, you need to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That made us brothers. And God was the one who saved us both. And then I wondered how he could hold up and I could not hold up. And I thought, well, maybe that we just had more of the Holy Spirit, and more than I would. Then I thought, well, that's what I kind of control myself with it. I thought, well, I'm going to pray today. I'm going over in the meeting, and I'm going to see if God won't give me more of the Holy Spirit so I can hold up to it. So last night in the services, I really just came. He was a miracle. I went home. I did not say anything to the Bible. But this morning, I got up early. I went out to the desert, and I just had to talk it over. I just couldn't understand, and he understood, and he knew it all about it. So, while out there on the desert plain, after a bit after his death, it never spoke of an audible voice, as you remind, as sometimes he does speak. But it just seemed as if something would come down his throat. And it settled in my mind forever what it was. Something said, those men preach by the word and listen to the gift. Each person depended on their own faith and listen by the gift. The poor God takes from you. Now, I am not the Christian. I believe that there is gift that you do. It's in the world. But the gift is what God sends down out of heaven. And it is just occupied then by human God, or by anything that God wishes to fill with him. One day it will be charged to cover the horn of a brass serpent.
I'm always standing in the meetings at the moment of prayer on God's gift. Our Heavenly Father, we thank thee tonight because that this is another hour that we've been permitted inside of eternity to meet together and to worship thee in the spirit of him. And we pray, Father, that thou wilt be with us tonight. May many great things be accomplished for the glory of God. Bless everyone that's here in divine presence now. Bless the service, the healing. May the great name of Jesus grow, all God, until it spreads forth. So all the rank and strength of God be saved a single more. Grant it, Father. Bless us now in the farther part of this service, for we ask it in the name of our Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. I don't know any place I'd rather be, just right ahead, and where I am now. standing here again tonight. Tomorrow night will be this, the 1 year, tomorrow night, since I met you all. When I come here on 1 year, they told me I was going to attend the church, and I was all, well, I imagine they won't receive me, but when I got the hearty welcome, I've always wanted to come back again. So for 3 months, now we have the service here, and then Sunday, to be with another church over at Sunday's place. Called, and then Monday, 11th and 12th, down in Mexico, field on Thursday. I just wish we had 20 times to go all over the country every day. And this is supposed to be my vacation now. It was in Miami last week, and we had quite a service in Miami. I was very tired, especially last night, several hundreds of people passed through the line. The Lord did work, the great work in Miami. And there's one thing going on in here because this would be a very hard training. I'm to begin now the 29th of being a teacher scholar and do that for 5 nights where you're playing through a big circuit against the devil because there's no auditorium to teach the people. And then from there, I have 4 days to go about, I guess, 2,000 better miles to Kansas City at the Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City. And then from there to the people and back to at the Elgin, Illinois, and then over to Chicago, and then out to Washington, and up into Canada. Then the services continue on up until November, the 5th of November, or October rather. And then from there, I get 3 weeks of vacation. And then the next phase, we begin in South Africa, and we go from there then to Australia, and over the European countries for next year. And I'm sure that our life is either burning out and 1 million years passed by. I'm thankful to look back at you and see that many things have been accomplished for Christ in this last year. And as I think of now, that we're facing a time that has never been known, that nations everywhere are breaking, we're in such an awful turmoil, and I truly believe that it will not be long until we see him do that coming to Jesus. And my determination about myself to try to do more this year than I did the year before by this day. Some, after leaving here, and the end of the year coming, of some 35,000 deathless cases of healing were done in our services by Jesus last year alone. That was just what someone testified from here, that's doctor's patient. And I don't know how many hundreds of different things of cancer, death, burn, dying, and everything. Now, tonight, we dedicated last Thursday morning at 10 o'clock, after tomorrow night, and then we get to the end of the night. And tomorrow night, we go right on all seven of each day, every morning at 10 o'clock. What is our fear? We need to be stuck for the same people are healing and on the way of giving their hearts to Christ, waiting for all people who never see the same to come out to the church. And we are just to hear maybe tonight's resignation. Just at this time, I would like to introduce a guest of mine. I guess one of the most biblical authorities on the boundary. Been in the United States for many years. Many of them are really sick. He's had much success. And I never thought my little boy would be sick, but I was every meeting. I was supposed to be gone to heaven years ago. But in Miami the other day, I met this dear Christian brother. He started filming the meeting. He said this is nice. And he's going to be with me on the other hand, but let's see how this seems to be about it. I've and because of the neglect of that part of the gospel. As God revealed, was it true that part of the gospel that it would be a faith and service to be true? And no few words on that, and just those DVDs, you can have a very perfect figure of what's over there. I've been praying God raise up somebody, and I didn't know. You do not know that that's God in his church. And I've been praising God night and day for this wonderful thing. All you people are originally faith, having pain come to you sent by God. It is here in the heavenly world. I'm not going to say much to you, but God is using all you can do. And if you hear this for a man of that caliber to say those words, it's a lot. The saint, I guess, in the Christians I'm doing before I was born, that's a lot of authority, isn't it? So now, I guess it's quite a few years to be prayed for tonight. How many would understand the meaning here to say, raise your hands down here and be prayed for. Let's see this. All right? Quite a few. And of course, there's some here that doesn't understand me. So I'm glad to see some of the little choiring room tonight. I wonder if tomorrow night if I come a little early, if you say no, you believe for me. You understand anything. That's fine. That's fine. Dr. Fisher is saying that having my study and never look at it, but what I pray for God to bless the young lady, she was so nice. Oh, young man, and they're all sort of the same age, I believe, or something here. I don't know what I'm saying, but every time I think of that Spanish word, oh yeah, there's something like, oh yeah, honey. I heard her hear me or something. They all gave me a laugh. I know I sure butchered it up. And then I said that to some lady that was deaf, and I felt the vibration leave her hand, and I knew that she was evil. But I couldn't make her understand. She was looking at me, smiling. I said, Cindy, do you hear me? Do you hear me? And the little girl said, oh, yeah. And I said, oh, yeah, if there's something like that. And the lady, there it was, the young lady's laughing. Well, anyhow, she heard, didn't she? That was fine. That was so she was healing. And I was going down to Mexico next week with only two words, all you can see. Anyhow, we're going to visit with the people who know God. Now, just for a few moments to the English speaking people, all out, I want to speak to you just a few minutes, reading just a little bit of the word. I think that faith cometh by hearing and hearing the word. Is that right? The word is. If you can get your faith based upon one certain thing, here, not long ago, I was facing a very hideous being that was cursing me, spitting on me, crying to me, and biting at me, and it straight at me. When I went to meet that being, I knew that one thing, that first, Christ died to free that man from that being. That's the word. I know the angel of the Lord came to me that night and spoke to me, telling me, and nothing would stand before the prayer if I could get the people to believe me and to be sincere when I prayed. Therefore, I had a double witness. Then I could ask him through the name of Jesus Christ to come out of the person in the name of took out his free jacket and went home in armor and right mind. Why? Because in the authority of the name of Jesus Christ, oh my, every demon in hell is subject to that name. That's the name of all names, Jesus. It wasn't given by human lips. The Holy Ghost, the great Gabriel, was came down and told Mary to call his name Jesus. And the first time that name was ever spoke by mortal lips, went into the ears of a mortal, a dead baby, and the mother leaped with joy. Mom and dad, is that one? 6 months without lying, he seems like that it seems the words coming to you enough that they leaped with joy. And if it will make a dead person leap for joy, what ought it to do if it's almost already alive? Is that right? Now, over in the Gospel of St. John, the fourth chapter, and beginning at the 46th verse, just explain some. I do not wish for anyone to be in a hurry. Always be just as right and just as calm and pure. Now, many things upon this trip have increased, and many things I have learned in the past year that I knew not while I was here the other time. And of course, I believe as we go on, it will just keep moving on and on. I felt that way. Anyhow, I believe in you there. And now, as you come to approach, don't ever come in here.
Good, I mean, I would come there and stand a plane and just bring you down there and back. Of course, I could not do that, so they sent me back for the secretary. I don't get to answer any letters, so the secretary sent me my handkerchief, or otherwise a little piece of ribbon, because we send out several thousand a week of them, and instructions on what to do with it, and they placed up all the babies, and even the army doctor said it would never be normal again. 4 hours from the time that the hankies spent on the baby, it was a normal child again. Oh, God can do all things. I was just speaking last night evening as we're leaving at the angel. It's on one of the newspapers that one as good as a dead raised by prayer. And I sent her a handkerchief, a ribbon, and she was in the last stage of a cancer. And 3 weeks later, her doctor pronounced her well. She was perfectly well. And it told all about this service. That just spread me out in literally hundreds and hundreds of letters from that part of the country or in. Asking for these handkerchiefs. Now, beginning next November, willing to foreign mission out of the North America continent to South Africa. From Australia, down through there. You'll be praying for me, won't you? Now, I'll do it. And at any time, I can do anything for you. I'm writing you letters, personal letters. You understand why I can't answer personal letters. They're coming, there's hundreds and hundreds of days come. So I certainly answer them personally. But they'll be handed to you. And now remember, these handkerchiefs, you've wondered about them. Now, Brother Branham, what about them? Your letter might be a farm letter. Your answer to your letter might be from the secretary. But your ribbon has been personally prayed over by myself. Now, if you'll notice, many people anoint handkerchiefs. But if you examine the Bible, they was anointed, they taken from the body of Paul. Is that right? Handkerchiefs are ages. Now what that is a blessing, just like Elijah. He took his staff and told Gehazi to go lay it upon the side. For he knew what he touched was blessed. You say, Brother Bam, how do you ever do that? Well, what I'm in meeting, I go down and they send me hundreds of yards of half-inch white ribbon. And I take those and go to myself in the daytime. Take each one of them in my hand and pray for them and pray that God will heal a person. And then send them back to the secretary, the different offices, and they rush those right out to the sick. The letter is the farm letter, but the ribbon has been individually prayed over. Praying with all the sincerity that I know to pray. For I think, what if my baby was sick? And I sent for some man to pray for it. I'd expect him to do it, wouldn't you? And I'm proud of it as a man. And likewise with your prayers tonight. Now, this plane, so far as I know of, I've only known of one person that had this pulpit and said I couldn't absolutely know that was perfectly delivered, whatever they had. That was the young man with the epilepsy. He passed over the pulpit, the spirit left him, come back. It left him again, come back. Well, I tried it even the third time. The boy was brightened up. He smiled. He looked around. In a few moments, I said, join him. I said, you might know things. Now, listen real close. I'm going to get right down to this house is given for the glory of God. Now, as I say this to you, or last night together, maybe for some time, you heard me make this statement. That from anything, do nothing yet that it did not do, it would be saved. Unless I knew that a person was going to die, would you do that? But you know you can get in trouble with that? You know Moses did? Moses had power to smite the rock, even the second time, which was firmly against the will of God, and even broke the whole program of God. Is that right? But he had power before God to do it. He smote the rock first, the water didn't come, and he smote it again. And call for the water. And I never did think that, and do not many of us know that that wasn't the will of God, but the prophet had power to do it. But it kept him from going over into the promised land with his children of Israel. Now, many times when these things are cast out, I feel them turn back. I just leave them alone, or I'm afraid. See, up in one of the meetings up, I believe it was in Vancouver recently, a blind woman, German woman, times a year. She used a blind spirit to cast away from her. She began to speak out in German, showing her daughter standing there. They were all screaming fine. She turned her head to walk away and went back on her again. She come back and cast out again. And it went back to the tree again. She was so elated. When she went away, it come back again. When those people come up different doctrines, not the same, but with one heart and one heart. Let every man teach you. As long as you can speak by one spirit, some members of the body. Now, my body couldn't operate tonight with a big cancer, or with a big sore. My body's upset somewhere. My whole body be tore up. That's it. It's hurt all around. Now, there's coming a confederation of churches. It's already in action. You know, these and they're confederating, and there are two great powers in the world. You know what they are, without telling. There's one communistic power, and the other is Catholicism and communism coming together. One against Christ, the other Catholic Church. Those two powers are coming together. Every person in the world is going to be under obligation to take sides, one or the other. That's when the little Holy Ghost Church comes together. That's when you call up critics for a long time. I believe that God's going to hang them in a hall of fame one of these days. Persecution. Now, this is kind of awesome. Speaking with a man here, I spoke with him this morning. A minister belongs to another organization of churches. He came in here, he stood on the platform. You know how the Holy Spirit fell last night in our meeting. He said, here he belongs to another. He said, brother, if, he said, I just rejoice with all of them. Now, that's the way to do it. If done something else, it would have been cold. Just for a few moments, it would have been a hurt place because he was a minister. He was in the body. It would have been a sore place on the body. But instead of that, he just gave his spirit in with it. And the whole, now, if that would work like in one little group of people like this, what would it work in the whole church, you see? Or if they all come together, well, what would take place? Is that right? All with one accord in one place in southern heaven as a rushing mighty wind. And filled all the house with it. Sister Garcia, now you got your already. I know all of you will like me. I'll be over there and sing with that Bruce Wilson act. The look for me when you get there. That's very fine. How'd you like that? Fine. Oh, my. We got a record of that now. And your brother's going to bring it. How many believe it's the Word of God? All of us, we don't. All right. You can have it now. Turn with me to St. Luke, the fifth chapter. A little familiar scripture here we wish to read. Speak on it just for a few moments before going into the trailer. Now listen close as we read the word. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, that he stood by the lake and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one ship, which was Simon, praying him that he would thrust out a little into a little from the land. And he sat down and called the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep, and let down the net for the draught. Simon answered and said unto him, Master, we toiled all night and taken nothing. But nevertheless, with thy word, we'll let down the net. So when they had thus done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their nets brake. And the second to their partners, which were in the ship, that they would come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. Now we bow our heads just a moment for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for this. Another opportunity that we're permitted to be here in the house that's called by your name.
the house of God. We realize that this is a house of correction, a sanctuary, a place where we are indicted. Our indictments are pleaded. Now we pray, Father, that you'll forgive us of every sin and every trespass that we've done.